Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, and we are here for you. We're trying to create an escape, also inform you on stuff that really matters and that's important going on in the world, nationally, locally, and keep you up to date on what's going on in sports, because there's always something going on, it seems like, even in a time like this where DeAndre Hopkins was traded into the Rams division. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We'll keep you up to date on that. Bill Plaschke will join us in a second. But first, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast with our friend Mina Kimes, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review the ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. So let's talk to Bill Plaschke here now of the LA Times. Subscribe to the LA Times. Support journalism, especially now, to be honest with you. Bill, how the hell are you? Hope you're safe and healthy and fine. And what the heck did you do this weekend?
You know, I just kind of hung out. I talked to, it was very scary, like it is for everybody, but it was kind of nice. I talked to old friends. Phone calls that you would have for like 5 or 10 minutes with buddies turned into longer phone calls about your lives, because you weren't always checking scores and you weren't always getting off the phone to see what's going on with March Madness. So that part was nice, but mostly it's just kind of eerie. It's just very eerie. I mean, it's just, you know, Sunday afternoon, and, you know, and I didn't have the heart. I didn't turn on ESPN, or I didn't turn on any of the networks, because I didn't want to see what was going on in its place of sports. It would break my heart. So I couldn't do that. So I just kind of hung out and kind of waiting, you know, and of course now we have some NFL news, and, you know, waiting for the Tom Brady shoe to fall and all that. But, you know, in fact, I want to ask you, do you think, some people have asked me to, wondered if I was going to write a column saying that what the NFL should not be going forward with all this stuff, that they should have delayed their free agent season like everybody else has delayed their thing. And I just don't think I can't get that worked up over it. I mean, they're not harming anybody. They're providing a diversion. They're not leaving their homes. They're not putting anybody at risk. They're working from home like everybody else. I mean, what's your feeling about the NFL and going forward with the free agent season?
Bill, I, like you, I'm a bit conflicted, right? Because part of me says, well, their country is getting shut down, right? And our life is changing every single day, particularly in major cities, right? But if they're being responsible, right, and not interacting with each other and just having contact over the phone or Skype or whatever and conducting business that way, then I guess I'm okay with it, because we need a diversion, an escape, and I think that they can be the group that provides that. You know, you said you didn't watch anything over the weekend. I did. The UFC actually fought, and I was surprised that they were actually going to fight without fans. But I'll tell you what, I watched it because it was live and it was on, and it was on ESPN.
This kind of proves that somebody says, anybody who ever said, I would never watch UFC even if nothing else was on, well, that proved it for me. Nothing else was on, and I still didn't watch it.
Right.
So I did not get into that.
Right. But I'm sure plenty of people who didn't normally watch were watching, because it was at least something that they could watch live. But let me ask you this. Now, the draft to me is going to be fascinating, and they haven't given out the details for this, the NFL. But they clearly have said that there will be no fans in Las Vegas. That's a no-brainer, because just the law at the moment states that, or at least the local governments are stating right now, and the national government are stating you can't do that, right? But what do? You're not flying these kids in, right? Are you? I mean, this may be like a throwback to the 70s and early 80s, right, where you're doing all this stuff via technology?
Yeah, and I think this will show that the NFL and its brilliance turned an mundane exercise of drafting into a national event. It's going back to being mundane, and that's fine. That's fine. Yes, there's no way, and that's the one thing that I was going to say about the NFL and them conducting their business now, is that as long as they're not flying anybody in anywhere, then it's fine. If we hear that they're flying somebody in for a physical or something, then shame on them, and they're going to get killed for that. But otherwise, yeah, I think they'll probably do it all from, you know, Skype or Zoom or FaceTime or something like that from their homes. And I mean, some players don't go to the draft. What, Baker Mayfield didn't go to the draft anyway, did he? Wasn't he at home?
Yep.
So, you know, the Brett Favre, remember the great Brett Favre draft video? So we'll get a lot of those things. I think it'll be homey. I think it'll be fine. Again, it never, you know, I remember a time when it wasn't this big. It was done during the weekday afternoon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think that's a big deal. I think that's actually going to be kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that if they can conduct business in a responsible fashion just moving forward, I'm good with that. So let's talk actual sports, Bill, because DeAndre Hopkins was traded into the Rams division for a running back who had probably seen his best days already and is a little broken down at times here over the last couple of years in David Johnson. The Rams division just got even more tougher than it was previously, and it already was arguably the toughest division in the sport.
So my question is, why couldn't they have traded him for a running back who's been broken down and been struggling lately? And Todd Gurley. Why? He'd have been perfect for the Rams. The Rams would love to get rid of Todd Gurley. I know they would. They won't say it, but I know they would. And how's Arizona able to get rid of David Johnson's big contract? The Rams were able to pull off with Gurley. I think it makes Arizona more exciting, and I think we're going by running back by committee now anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that whole, you know, equation is changed. Yeah, the Rams that's their big test this offseason, right? This free agent season is, what are they going to do with Gurley? And what how are they going to avoid, you know, he's a big thorn in their side, and how are they going to get rid of him or work around him or move around him or whatever? But I just wish, I'll be honest with you, I wish that trade had been to the Rams for Todd Gurley.
Yeah, the difference, I guess, is David Johnson had 1 year left where, you know, Gurley has a couple, right? So I think that changes the dynamics some financially. Because, yeah, the guarantees keep going down for Gurley, but when you're only dealing with 1 year on Johnson, I think that was what sealed the deal there.
That was what got it, yeah. Well, the Rams still throwing some money, yeah. The Rams need to do something. I mean, I don't know what they can do during this offseason to make any, you know, significant moves right now. And I realize they got a new assistant coaching staff, and maybe that'll help. But I guess they just have to wait for, hope Jared Goff keeps growing up and keeps getting better, I guess. I don't know what else they can do.
Get him some offensive linemen, right? Because clearly he's a completely different quarterback with pressure as opposed to not having pressure. I mean, you can say that about any quarterback, but there is a stark contrast with him compared to some of the other guys who are considered elite.
Yeah, and they have a couple of those guys were injured or are going to come back next year and be better, and you know, and they're going to lose a couple guys. So yeah, I would say that should be the focus in their draft. But I don't think they have a first round draft pick, do they? I don't think they
No. They have a second and a couple of thirds in the first 2 days.
Yeah. So, and of course, now, do you think there's any chance Brady goes to the Chargers?
I mean, there might be that door may be more open now. It's funny. I heard Mina Kimes make this comment on radio earlier this morning where she said that Tom Brady reminded her of a guy who got divorced, right? And all of a sudden he's on all these dating apps, right? Tinder, Bumble, all these things like, ooh, I want to go out and have fun at the club and, you know, have a good time at the bar. And, you know, he's inviting his friends over and Drew Brees like, nah, I'm good in my relationship. I'm going to stay. And then Brady all of a sudden wakes up one morning, and it's the Tampa Bay Bucks sleeping next to him in the bed. Because that looks like what's left for him is the Bucks or the Dolphins, or go back, you know, on your hands and knees to Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
That's why Mina Kimes is so brilliant. That's a great analogy. I mean, we're finding out that suddenly the curtain's been pulled back, and he's just a 43-year-old quarterback that nobody thinks can learn can fit into their system and can make the adjustments so fast enough. Yeah, I don't know why he would go to the Chargers. I think the Chargers should definitely try to get him.
Sure.
Trying to get him. They're very clear. I don't know why he'd go there. I just don't know. And I wish the Chargers all the best, but I don't know why he'd go there.
Yeah, because if not, they'd go Tyrod Taylor, right?
Yeah. I just don't know why he'd go to a team that's so that has been so shadowed in this market. At least the Bucks are the main team in Tampa Bay. But yeah, he's got to go back to New England, right?
I mean, yeah. Here's what scares me a little about Brady, Plaschke. And it's funny, I said this on Around the Horn, and they clipped it and they put it on ESPN.com. And all of a sudden, I didn't know they were doing this, but all of a sudden, you know how this happens, right? Like, you get clipped, you're on a viral video all of a sudden everywhere on social media and on ESPN.com, and I was gone on for like hours, and all of a sudden I open my social media, and all it is in my Instagram and my Twitter is Boston fans yelling at me because I said that
they've been yelling at me for 20 years.
Yeah, because I said that Brady basically since week four had been the equivalent statistically of Mitchell Trubisky, and I wasn't inaccurate. It was absolutely accurate, and man, did I get killed. But good Lord, to look at the way that he's being received now, as you pointed out, like he may be that, like, at this stage, which is not something that I think people are clamoring for.
I think people ignored the fact that he had his worst season ever, the fact that he's Tom Brady. But guess what? These general managers didn't ignore it. I thought the biggest damning thing was his own former teammate, Vrabel, picked Ryan Tannehill over him.
Oh, yeah.
And they're close. Tennessee is, and I can see Ryan Tannehill for the long run, but Brady for 1 year or 2 years for a team that's really close, if you thought this guy still had it, they would have gone for him. They would have taken him.
No doubt.
They would have taken him.
No question about
it. And again, even the 49ers. I mean, Garoppolo is not, I realize if he had completed that one pass, we'd all be talking about something different right now. But nonetheless, I thought the 49ers could have made it happen. Kyle Shanahan loves the guy. Brady's from the area. He's not a long-term solution, but he would have gotten him back to the Super Bowl if they thought he could, and they said no. So the teams that want him now are the ones that want him for marketing and for business purposes. I don't think anybody thinks he can take the Chargers but to a championship. Not in that division with Patrick Mahomes.
No. No, absolutely not.
Nor the Raiders. So, yes, it's very, very interesting what's happened to him. You're right. He was so excited about all this, and everybody was talking about it. And now it's. Can you imagine him in a Bucs? I can't imagine him in a Bucs uniform.
Woof! It would be very. Listen, it would be very Joe Namath, right? In a Johnny Unitas, right?
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
It would be totally. I mean, I could see him in the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now. And of course
they
tagged Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, right.
But I cannot see him in their color, just the color scheme.
Yeah.
Just the environment down there. It would be like a cartoon.
Yeah.
It would be weird.
Yeah. Bill, I grew up a Dolphins fan, and Dan Marino was my guy, right? I was 7 years old when they drafted Dan Marino, so like that was my dude. And he went through something like this in 2000 when he ended up retiring, but he had the Vikings. And maybe the Steelers were kind of interested. And at least those teams were good back then. Like, they had Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Robert Smith. And the Pittsburgh Steelers were good with Bill Cowher. And he decided, you know what, it's just not worth it. I want to stay with just one team for the rest of for my entire career. And I'm just going to retire. I think that Brady may be faced with that. Like, I don't think anyone's talking about that aspect of this.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think, I've said this before on numerous occasions. You wonder if Brady, being California based and being, having a house, he used to have a house in LA, he's aware of the whole Kobe legacy. And to see, part of the Kobe, the reason we loved him so much was that he was here for the whole full career.
Correct.
And that matters. And Brady may tell himself, I hope he does, that he tells himself, you know what, it matters to play in one place forever. Nobody does that anymore. Let's don't tarnish that. Let's don't mess with my legacy. Let's finish in New England. That's what he should tell himself.
Yeah.
And again, if nothing else, the death of Kobe Bryant showed, it showed him what is possible, what kind of love you can engender if you stay home. And I think he should stay home.
Last one for you, since you mentioned the NBA. I think Adam Silver's done a great job with this stuff. Like, he has been very out front, right? Clearly they were the first to shut it down beyond the Ivy League. And the first professional sports to shut down. He said from the beginning, it at least 30 days. Now clearly they're at a 60-day mark. Do you believe we'll see an NBA season this year?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I think they'll shorten the playoffs. There's too much at stake. They have time to play. They won't go to the Olympics, but I don't think there's going to be an Olympics this year.
Agreed.
So So we're talking about a June 15th? We're talking about a May 15th start?
Mm-hmm.
2 months? May 15th, maybe?
Yeah.
May 3rd? They can
That's best case, Bill. Best case scenario.
That's best case. I think they can do, three-game playoff series. Yes, I think dude, let's face it. The last month of the season, except for the last couple seeds, is pretty much irrelevant anyway.
Yeah, agreed. I'm with you. Let's go right to the playoffs if you come back.
Go right to the playoffs. shorten the playoffs. As long as the finals is best of seven, do best of three for the first round, best of five for the second round, and best of seven for the finals. As long as the finals is seven games, and let's face it, it's going to be either Clippers or Lakers against the Bucks in the finals. I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's so clear cut. Let's just have a quick playoff before you get to that point. I think there will be. I can't see. There's just too much at stake, and the players have time. The players aren't. There's no, there isn't any place they have to be that they can remember. They've talked to the Atlanta Hawks owner talked about a season. He was going to propose a season that started at Christmas and ended in August. So this is a proposal that they've already talked about. So it's a scenario which they've already envisioned as a regular scenario. And it could make for the regular scenario. And they play till August, and then next year they start off Christmas. And maybe this changes the calendar forever. But I think there's a better chance of this changing the calendar forever than it is of them banging the season. I think they're definitely going to have a season. I just cannot imagine that they're not.
Yeah, no, I think that Adam's going to do everything he can to make sure that happens. And look, a shortened playoff series, like best of three, that would make things interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's face it. Remember, we used to have best of five, and we had a couple of upsets here and there. Not very many, but we at least had them occasionally. Now we never have upsets over a seven-game series. Over three, you actually may get an upset.
Yeah, no, and, they probably, for travel purposes, they may have to play all three in the same place. I don't know, but and I don't know how fair that would be. But, it's interesting about the NBA. Think about it. People have said Rudy Gobert saved America. I mean, think about it. Nothing happened until he got sick. Somebody else would have gotten sick, and I know that. But think about that. Think about what the dominoes that fell. Nobody would have, no sports. There's no way March Madness is not playing if the NBA is still playing. The NBA, the silver started everything. I mean, Rudy Gobert started everything. It's crazy to think that. That one man, somebody called him the accidental idiot. And he was, he was the one man who got sick. And then all the dominoes fell after that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Real quick, last one for you. Bill Plaschke, just so great with his time and so great at his job. And make sure you subscribe to the LA Times. You're the best, dude. You are. I love you. Baseball. Like, they constantly are pushing things back. Do they shorten the season? They have to shorten the season because of the winter, right?
Yeah, they can shorten. It can stand to be shortened anyway.
Right.
Baseball start in June. Be 125-game, 130-game season. They can be fine. They've done that in the strike years.
Right.
Baseball will be fine. Baseball's got enough. They'll be. Baseball will be. The pitchers will take a while to come back, but teams use full staffs in games now anyway. They'll probably have a 1 week spring training, then 1 week of training camp, and then they'll get back to work. And baseball will be fine. I can't see baseball, and I don't see anything changing. Speaking of sports, I've had no one talk about this. Of course, I guess there's a reason for it. The XFL. Does the XFL just go away now? Is it done? Does it come back? Did this kill the league forever?
It's funny because my guy Freddie Prinze Jr. is a big XFL guy. His birthday party at the XFL at the LA team, the Wildcats game. I saw Oliver Luck. Who, by the way, this time around they actually did this thing right by having an actual guy that people respect as the commissioner.
Great, isn't he? Isn't he smart?
He's
a great guy.
Yeah. He says that they will have a season next year. But the smart thing he did was he allowed his guys to get out of their contracts if indeed an NFL team wants to put them on their practice squad or roster, even training camp roster, which I thought was really smart to do.
Yeah, and they're also paid the players. They paid them all through the rest of the end of the season. But that's interesting. I think the NBA will let baseball and NBA both come back. They're both too big. They both come back, and they both in baseball. We won't even in by September. We won't even be thinking about this with baseball. It'll be done. Yeah. Basketball could be changed forever. But that's not a bad
thing. It's a good thing. I'm with you. Bill, I tweeted this out 2 years ago, the thing that the Atlanta Hawks owner put out there. I was like, start the season 8 weeks later, start it on Christmas, and then just play it till August. Like, and then do summer league at the end of August and the draft and all that stuff.
That's so perfect because, again, why go up against football? Go up against baseball. They kill baseball. So go up against baseball. don't go up against football and get killed. Nobody pays attention at the first part of the season, basketball, NBA season anyway because of that.
Right.
The ratings are down. It's economics. So this could – so I think this is their chance to test that out, to test out the back end of a new order in the NBA. So there's – so you know what? George Georgia's been fun talking about this stuff. I haven't talked sports in 4 days.
Well, I'm glad that you came on to talk sports with us. It's great, right?
It is great. It feels good. Now, you know, I don't want to hang up. That's your real life.
Well, here's what we can do, Bill. We'll bring you back on. We'll get you going with us every. Whenever you want. Listen,
back on because I love talking about this. And then you go back to the drudgery of whatever you got going. So yeah. All right.
You know you are always welcome. You have an open invite on this show. You know that.
You're awesome. This is a great show. Thanks for having me, man. This has been a great respite.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon.
See you, man.
There he is. Bill Plaschke, the great Bill Plaschke, LA Times columnist. He's the man. I love him. And, of course, subscribe to the LA Times. Do it that way. Hey, real quick, we're going to break in about a minute. Let me grab Jose. Oops, wrong line. Let me grab Jose real quick, who's been on hold for a really long time. I want to get to your calls on the other side. Jose, you have a question about something I said earlier?
Yes, please. Hey, how you doing, George?
Hey, buddy.
Nice to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir. Same here.
Yeah, man. I want to cancel my Spectrum, bro. And you said there's a way to watch the Dodgers, my man.
No. On DirecTV? Okay, no. I like DirecTV because I can get the NFL Sunday ticket. What I said was you can also get the Dodgers, but not through DirecTV. What I was saying is there are other means of getting the Dodgers that aren't necessarily always on the up and up. And, you know, before Greg Bergman was corporate Greg, there were some ways that he used to watch the Dodgers online, but I cannot condone that behavior on the air is what I'm saying.
These are lies. They're all lies.
I got you, George.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the distraction, man. This has been a good hour for me, man. Gracias, brother.
You got it, brother. Anytime. Gracias. There you go. Take care. All right, so we'll take more of your calls, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. All right, we'll open it up to you guys. We've talked to Mike Tannenbaum about everything that's going on in the NFL. Bill Plaschke was fantastic. We'll open it up here for you guys at 877-710-ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Want to thank Bill Plaschke for stopping by there. Want to thank Mike Tannenbaum for joining us earlier. Don't forget, drive through a participating McDonald's to get a small McCafe for just $2, joy included. And presented by our friends at Capital One, Eno. Eno is the Capital One assistant, catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. So, my computer just has a screen that I've never seen before. That's not good.
That's never... It got the virus?
It might have. I don't know what the hell just happened.
Got that corona?
Oh, no. I'm back.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what that was.
False alarm.
Yeah. I just had to log back in, which is kind of crazy. Anyway, all right. So, if you're just tuning in, before I get to the calls here, here's what's happened today. Things are happening. DeAndre Hopkins was traded to the Rams division. Hopkins was traded from the Texans to the Cardinals, of all teams. So now that team looks pretty damn impressive. So the Cardinals get DeAndre Hopkins in a fourth rounder. Texans get David Johnson. He was good like 3 years ago. Still like awesome 3 years ago. I know he was okay last year, but he's not the same guy. And his shelf life is not going to be as long. They get a second round pick and a 2021 fourth round pick. So that's the deal. And Teddy Bridgewater could be going to Chicago. Phillip Rivers could be going to the Colts. Who else did I miss, Bergman?
I think, Austin Hooper is going to the Browns.
Oh, the tight end from the Falcons?
Yes. Yeah. Which is it's a good pickup for them.
Yeah. By the way, this guy right here, I told you earlier, Kyler Murray, keeper league, took him as a quarterback last year. Boom! Say what now? I look real smart now. People were like, Kyler Murray, why'd you take him as a keeper? I'm like, relax.
You know, Matthew Berry was on that train very early, too.
He convinced me of that.
Ah, yeah. See, that's so. It was a good call.
Yeah, he convinced me.
Always listen to Matthew Berry.
Oh, I am a big fan. Good dude. Juan is in Ontario. What's up, Juan?
Hey, how's it going, George?
Hey, bud.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
And I just wanted to just share some information that I received from a family member of mine that works at the San Gabriel Valley Hospital about this whole epidemic.
Okay.
She was telling me that they have like representatives of like CDC going to like the hospitals and kind of orienting them and training them on how to deal with it. And then she was telling me how the reason there's not more more cases is because they don't have any tests.
Right. We don't have the amount of tests that are available. There's probably way more positive people for the coronavirus. But we don't have enough testing to be able to accurately depict that. Yes.
Yeah, and she was mentioning, too, that they don't just test you once. They test you three times, and all three of them have to come out positive or negative for them to say, okay, you don't have it, or you have it.
Correct.
And then also she was saying that they're even expected to hit peak for another 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, I saw one of the health professionals say that it could be up to 8 weeks potentially for the peak. Yeah. That's why the social distancing stuff is real, man. There's real data. The Washington Post had a great story about this and like had charts and stuff with graphics that moved so you can actually visualize it and see it. And you should go to their Twitter page or one of their social media pages, or you should go to their website. I'm pretty sure most of the major American newspapers now are, even if they have paywalls for coronavirus stuff, they're letting you bypass the paywalls. But the social distancing stuff is real. Like if you keep away unnecessarily, right? Like if you got to go get medicine at the pharmacy or you need food, like that's understandable. But like outside of that, man, just try to stay home. Like that's the key.
Unfortunately for me, I actually travel to different stores for a living. So I use sanitizer like crazy. And
what do you do?
I'm like a service technician for those toy vending machines.
Okay.
So, I got to touch what everybody already touched, so I have to clean them before I even work.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you got to just bring a whole case of Clorox wipes in your car.
It's crazy because I go to church every Sunday and we're like elbow bumping like you were talking. We don't even shake hands anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the deal. Yeah, that's the deal, man. I get you. It's going to be a little different life, but if we just follow the rules, right? Like social distancing, things like that, and just be real, use common sense, right? Like then we should be all right, you know?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my car, George.
You got it, brother. Anytime. Be safe out there. Let me go to Nate in Monrovia. Hello, Nate. Nate. Hello. You're on the air. You don't say.
Really?
No. Get out of here. I'm curious to see what he does. Like I'm just now. Forget about me acting like a fool. But I want to hear what he does. By the way, we do have another confirmed signing. Shaq Lawson expected to sign with the Dolphins. He had 16.5 sacks over the last 4 years.
Another big one that happened a little bit earlier. The Jags are trading Calais Campbell to the Ravens.
Whoa!
Yeah, so the Ravens' defense just got much
They're always
stronger.
So good. I feel like the Ravens' defense is always good, and that's just maybe because their uniforms are so awesome looking.
Right, but Calais Campbell's a good, good football player.
Yeah. You want to check in on Nate again?
Sure, let's check in on Nate.
Nate, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yo, what the hell have you been doing for the last, minute? I had you up.
That's really comedy. I'm on the clock, to be honest, but I had to make a pickup.
You were like, I literally picked that up, and then I was just like having a conversation with myself because I was just wondering how long you'd go without noticing we were there.
George, you're the man for that. I appreciate that.
You got it, bud.
Well, you and Bill Flasky, you know, you guys had a good conversation. Brought Brady up, and I'm thinking, Brady, why don't he just come to the Denver Broncos? I'm a Bronco. Teach the young kid.
Phil
Walter, you know.
I don't know if they wanted him, right? Like, I mean, that seems like something Elway would want to do. I also think here's the thing with that. I mean, this just initially, just right off the top of my head. He probably doesn't want to do that because Peyton Manning played there.
No, well, that's Brady on that extent. But if he don't want to be, you know, caught up in the hoopla, that'd be the best spot for him. Well, welcome. Hey.
Yeah, I think that Indy and Denver are off probably off his list just based on that alone. Like he doesn't want to be like, oh, I don't want to go where Peyton played and won a Super Bowl. right? At 43, where I don't know, like, if I can actually win a Super Bowl. Like, he probably thinks he can because all these guys think they can, but if he's being real with himself, it's not going to be ideal. It's not like they're ready to win a Super Bowl right now.
No, and Keyshawn on the morning show made a really good point. Why should Brady leave New England? He's not going to, if he wants to win, at least, he's going to go anywhere that he's going to go. He's going to win the AFC.
Well, the
East,
Titans,
right?
Made some sense because they beat the Patriots, right? Like, that made some sense.
Sure.
Like, if the Niners wanted him, that would make sense, right? Like, those type of teams that are elite teams make sense. The Cowboys, not that that's happening because they they franchised Dak, right?
Yeah, they franchised Dak.
But if one of those teams came after him, it's fine. But like Mina said, if you're out clubbing because you're newly single like Tom Brady, and you're sick of your old man, you know, and all of a sudden, or your old lady, either one depends on you know what gender you are, or both, or whatever. But you wake up next to the Tampa Bay Bucks. You're like, what? What just happened?
Oh no,
that was a long night.
But I mean, like, you're in a division with the Dolphins and the Jets and the Jags. Why leave that?
I agree.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, him and we've heard for years that him and Bill haven't seen eye to eye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, remember how everybody was trying to like poo-poo that reporting by Seth Wickersham at the time,
right.
About how Brady and Belichick weren't seeing eye to eye.
No, that's not possible.
Yeah.
They love each other.
2 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I get wanting to go out and trying to see what you're worth and how much you can get at 43 years old and all that. But, I mean, look at the division that you're in. Just you're not going to get – if you go to the Chargers and you have to see the Kansas City Chiefs every year.
Yeah, no.
Get
no
out
thanks.
Twice.
Patrick Mahomes was on The Shop. On HBO, I guess, like a couple weeks ago. And he talked about how he didn't even really know how to read a play. Like, he didn't understand how to read defenses yet.
Oh, jeez.
And now he's starting to figure it out. Like, you know, he was just playing based on just pure skill and adrenaline and reaction and feel. Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be insane.
Why would you put yourself into that position?
No, not me.
Nope.
Yep.
You stay in New England.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. So, again, we're here for you, man. We're here for you. We'll talk sports. We will have an opportunity to talk to you about what's going on in the community. If you've got some updates, you've got some questions, we'll do our best to answer them too. All right. Final segment coming up here in a sec. Even in a pandemic, I can dance to this song. It's a good song. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Thanks to you guys for tuning in today. We'll be here tomorrow. That's the plan. I may be doing it from home later in the week, but the plan is to be here. And then we'll figure it out after that.
I mean, if you're at home, why can't I be at home?
I mean, you're the captain now. That's what happens. You wanted to be corporate Greg.
Oh, it's fine.
This is what happens. You become the captain now. So, really interesting stuff. We are having more and more people helping us out. You know, people are providing information and just like, I do think that this shows the best of society and also the worst of society at times, right? Like, you see people kind of being a little selfish. It's like I was telling you earlier, man. If you go to the store and they've got toilet paper, don't take all of them. Just take a pack or two. Let everyone else get it too. Like, just be nice. Like, just common sense, you know? With the same thing with hand sanitizer or whatever. I mean, literally, people were taking baby wipes. We were joking about it the other day. I mean, we have a baby, so we have tons of baby wipes at my house. My wife orders that stuff on Amazon by like the pallet. But like, I was seeing online, like, someone was like saying that they have a, you know, 6 month old and they ran out of baby wipes and they were trying to get them and they were all gone. And it's like, not everybody has babies like who are taking them. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be conscious, you know. I know you like baby wipes. I get it. They're much better for you. It's very smooth. But you can use regular toilet paper, you know? So, yeah. Just let's try to be nice to each other is kind of the goal here. So, after us, I guess ESPN Radio will be on, right? Kane will be on. And then no Mason on Mason and Ireland today. John will be here and Momo, right?
Correct.
Momo will be on.
Yes. Momo will be at home.
Right.
But she will be on the show with John.
Okay.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
That's always a good show.
Yeah, for sure.
Momo's going to have all that inside dirt that Woj has too.
Oh yeah, she's gonna have all the NBA dirt. Like, you got to listen from 3 to 6:30 today.
It's always good. I love when Momo comes on. She just has such in depth knowledge that nobody else really has.
Yeah,
it really helps.
Yeah, for sure. Here's some tweets from Woj. Woj was like on it this weekend. Trying to think. Here's what Windhorst said about the NBA. From a television standpoint, as long as the NBA finals are done before the football season kicks off, I don't think there's an issue. Yeah, like basically, the NFL season kicks off when? So, like that week after, the Thursday after Labor Day, right?
Yes.
So basically, if you want Game 7 of the NBA finals to still be on Labor Day, you're good. That actually would be a hell of a day to have it.
Oh, that would be a great day to have it.
Well, you run into college football usually on that day.
Right, you do. And also, I mean, if you're playing, if you have NBA games that deep, what does it do for the next season?
I think you just, like what Bill and I were talking about. It's what I retweeted it a couple of days ago, but I found the thing. I did like a whole thread on why they should start on Christmas and play through the end of July and early August, and then just do the draft and free agency and summer league in August.
So just push everything just 2 months. Forever.
2 months. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. That is the smartest thing you can do. Why are you competing head-to-head with the NFL? Why are you even competing with college football? It's just silly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad point, but look, if this is what actually happens, then that's a strong way to go about it.
Yeah, but I think that's what they should do and just do that. Like, Adam is very malleable. He will just change things around if he feels confident. And I think that's the move. And he's clearly got the backing of already one owner in the guy from Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, though, is that you're in the middle of summer and most people have kids. And the kids are off for summer break and they go on vacations and they go to Hawaii or they go to all these different places.
So what?
I'm just saying, guys like LeBron.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Don't the Summer Olympics and the World Cup, I know it's every 4 years.
Yes, so totally different.
I get it, but those things still get Trump like monster numbers, you know what I mean? Like monster numbers.
It's not only about numbers though. It's like your family life and your home life and people and your kids, because they're no longer in school. So this is the time that you get
actually that's a bonus, because then you can actually have you start the games earlier on the I think you can actually start the games earlier potentially, particularly on the weekend games, and you can have kids actually watch the NBA finals instead of they got school, they can't watch.
Like
the playoffs.
You want to go places in the summer, though, and that's the only sport.
Let me ask you a question.
Summer is
you have
baseball.
Kids, right? You
yes.
have kids. Yes.
Yeah.
So you travel with your children when we are allowed to travel
in the summer.
So how? And your children are young, right?
Yep. 8 years old.
And they generally go to sleep at what time?
8.
Right. So the NBA finals are still on.
Sure.
Are you not watching sports?
No, I'm talking about the actual players themselves.
Oh, well, you know what? They'll just, man.
Yeah, of course they will, but I'm sure that most of these guys, like, do you think LeBron wants to be playing in the summer instead of filming movies or going on vacations with his family?
Okay, because LeBron can't film movies in the fall?
No, he can.
Okay.
But like sometimes
I'm pretty sure Hollywood makes movies in the fall.
No, they all shut down in the fall. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, a lot, it's not just LeBron. It's just, it's all of the players, and they want to have that time off.
I get
with
it,
your
but
family.
You change it. It changes. In baseball, they never have summers off in baseball.
No, they have the winters off.
Right.
So they get to go on ski vacations.
Well, you know what players in the NBA just got?
Lots of money.
Well, that. And they also reached an agreement to eliminate the drug testing during the coronavirus hiatus. So there's that.
Which is really great for them.
Get to your dispensary.
Right.
Don't get the stuff that's going to make you panic, though. Don't get that stuff.
No. That's the bad stuff. Is
stay
the
off the sativa.
This? Yes. Is the NFL doing any of this stuff? Because if the NFL was, this is like Josh Gordon's nightmare. He's not allowed. He was never basically kicked out of football for smoking too much marijuana, and now he's allowed to?
Would be. I mean, listen. The NFL is also a little behind on those kind of things in general.
They usually are.
Let me go to Dash in Newport Beach. What's up, Dash?
Oh, my God. I'm on the phone.
Oh, my God. Yes, you are.
I forgot. Anyway, George, thanks for being out here, man. You've been out here and you've been doing a good job ever since you came out here from Florida.
Thank you.
I'm from New York, and I used to listen to you in Florida every time I was down there.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So anyways, I think, some of the stuff that's on the news is just being overblown, because in the warm weather states, it is very easily the ability to go out and shop. You know, my entire family is from the East Coast, Long Island. They're not doing anything that California is doing at all. I mean, it's 30 degrees out. Nobody really wants to go to the store. Things like that. California is just, I don't even understand what's going on here.
So, well, I'll tell you this. In New York City, everybody thought the same thing you thought, Dash. And, like, they have the most reported cases of any state in the country.
Right.
Right, but that's the whole point, is that people were going out, and they were doing stuff. They were like, it's not a big deal. And then now they got more than anybody.
Well, true. I think it's just overblown here in the first week or two.
Yeah, I don't think it's overblown anymore, brother. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it, though, but keep up the good work. I like listening to it.
Thank you, man. Have a great one, and stay safe and healthy. And don't continue thinking it's overblown. I think we're past that. Fair, Laura, you are a woman. Women are much more practical. Fair to say we are no longer in the overblown stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. Women, practical. Okay? Yeah. So, I Bergman, not that you're not practical, but, you know.
Well, I mean.
Just leaning on Laura there a little more.
Right. I'm you know, I'm not always the most practical.
No.
That way.
No.
Hey, why are you saying it like that?
Oh, I meant no. No. Of course not.
What do you mean is what you should have said. Of course you are. No. It's true.
Oh, man. What a strange world we're living in.
It is. So, but I mean, at least now you get to go home. You're just about time, and you can hopefully have your DirecTV.
Hopefully the DirecTV guy will be there.
Right.
Actually, you know what? I should check my phone. He's supposed to call before he goes. Have I had
him take that
call
on the air? You're not allowed to do that, actually, so don't do that. But
no. Oh, he hasn't called yet.
Oh.
So it's fine. Well, I mean, I literally have like 1 minute left on the air. So if he calls, I mean, I'm going to turn the phone on. So if it calls, I got to hear it. Sorry, dude. If I call, you're going to break. If he calls, you're going to break early because I want to make sure that dude's there.
You need your DirecTV. So you're not watching any TV right
now? No, I have like streaming. I have like TVs that have Roku, and I have I have Apple TVs.
Right? Okay.
So I mean, I still have the service, so I can just go to like ESPN and just log in to my DirecTV account.
Right. Okay. But you can't watch like MSNBC or
I can.
CNN.
I was watching CNN yesterday.
No, so you can still watch
CNN.
So what
has
do you
an
need
app.
It then what do you need DirecTV for?
Well, because I'm already paying for it.
I know, but well, don't pay.
Well,
for
but what
it.
If the internet goes down?
Apps
and the stream, yeah, but I don't trust
like
streaming.
You're wasting.
We only have 25 seconds. Tomorrow, we can tell you why I don't 1000% trust streaming alone. That I believe you have to have a TV service. We will have that debate, and we can let the audience in on that too tomorrow. But we're done here for today. Kane is coming up next, then Momo and John Ireland. Mace is out this week. Thank you guys for tuning in and calling in. Thanks to Mike Tannenbaum, and thanks to Bill Plaschke, Laura, and Greg. We'll talk to you tomorrow.